Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod. Ed Ginling is with the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, it's great to have you back on the program. And, of course, the inductees of the 2024 class were introduced at the Ripley County tournament in January. But to understand, you've got the 22nd Annual Induction Banquet coming up. And can you tell us the date, time, and location for that, please?
Okay. The date is April the 13th. It's at the Tyson Gym at Versailles. And the hours are, well, the opens at 5. 6 is, we have a dinner. And then 7 is when we have our ceremony.
Okay. And then you've got, six inductees this year?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about those folks, please?
Well, okay. Paul Bess is from the South Ripley area. Brad Borgman is from the Jacksonville area. And Marcia Lynn Fields is from the Jacksonville. And Jason Laudick is from Batesville. And Alan Meyer is from Batesville. And Mark Reilly is from Sunman.
And the neat thing that I noticed that they have basketballs used as table decorations.
Right.
And understand that they're going to they can be purchased, as a keepsake.
Right. It's just a souvenir or keepsake, whatever.
Okay. So, again, you can see any board member as you exit the program. And looking at the inductees for this year, Ed, can tell us, I guess, a little bit about some of these guys and gals and, the year they graduated and so forth.
Okay. Well, Paul Bess is from the class of 1970 from South Ripley. I don't know too much about him, but he had played at Holton before he came to South Ripley.
Mm-hmm. Before consolidation.
Consolidation, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he was a real basketball player that was there to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Brad Borgman, he was a graduate of Jacksonville of the class of 1999. So he was a four-year starter for Jacksonville. So he was a dazzling player out there. He scored 242 points his first year, and he was a leader. And I think he just got inducted into the Indiana Hall of Fame. So he was a real player that made Jacksonville the team. And Marshalline Fields, she was from Jacksonville. She was from the class of 1976. So we're going back some more years. And she was a Lady Eagle. And they were 9-0 and won the Lawrenceburg Invitational Tournament one year, and she was a leader on the team.
And, of course, also a pioneer, because that's back when girls basketball was really coming into form.
Right.
All right, and who else do we have coming up? Can you tell us about Ed?
Okay. Jason Laudick from Batesville, his class of 1989. And I'm sure the people in Batesville remember him because he was a leader on that team in that year. And he scored 660 points during his career. He played in the Carnesville sectional and he was good at the three-pointers, and he was all-regional, and he was picked as an all-star, on all-star honorable mention at the tournaments, and he scored 624 points He was 37th on the boys' basketball scoring record at Batesville, and he was a good shooting
good shooter.
Good shooter, yeah.
All right.
And he was team MVP, and he was a member of the Indiana North South All-Star game that year. And he also played football. So he attended Indiana State University and Wabash College.
Okay, and I understand. Also, another Batesville Bulldog in Alan Meyer.
Alan, he was four straight sectional titles in baseball, boys basketball. He started in 1994, and he was named MVP, All-County, All-Sectional, and All-Regional. And he scored 404 points and averaged 16.2 points per game. And so he played at the Newcastle at the regional. And his high scoring game was 32 points. And that was against Greensburg.
And what year did he graduate from Batesville?
1994.
Okay. All right, then one more is a Sunman Tiger in Mark Reilly.
Okay, Mark Reilly, he was a class of 1961, and he was an all-star and picked in 1961. In 1961, also, I don't know if anybody remembers, the tournament had to be delayed because we had a big ice storm on that Saturday night, and so the game was postponed, and it was played on Monday night. I played on that team that year, and Mark also played with Chuck Federley and Ray Shilcotti. I don't know if anybody remembers them two, but they were also they're also in the Hall of Fame now, and they've been inducted earlier in the and Mark. Was he was a guard, and if the other team was coming across the 10-second line, well, he was right there waiting for him to come because he could steal that ball from just about anybody unless they were prepared.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is he was a fantastic defender.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, he was all sectional mentioned, and he was a player that didn't quit. He was out there doing what he was played to do, and he was in the United States Air Force Reserves. And Mark also had seven children, and he had four boys, and he coached the boys when they went to St. Nicholas grade school. So he was coaching for 15 years till his boys all graduated from grade school.
Okay. And, so he paid it forward.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Awesome. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Ed Ginling with the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Ed Ginling. He is with the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. Again, the 22nd Annual Induction Banquet will be Saturday, April 13th at Tyson Activity Center in Versailles. And Ed, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Hall of Fame committee?
How I got involved?
Yes, sir.
Ray Barley is our president of the association,
mm-hmm.
and Ray knew me. We played basketball against each other, and after Gene Fryer passed away, Ray asked me if I would be interested in being on the board of the Hall of Fame, and I says, I appreciate that he asked me, and I said, sure. And so he knew I was interested in sports yet, and so I appreciate that he picked me to be the from the seminary.
Okay. Now, this has got to be, the board is pretty much made up of folks from all over Ripley County.
Yes.
You know, pretty well that type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as what you do on the board, can you kind of give some little inside basketball on that, if you would?
Well, we all, every year, everyone's supposed to pick a person maybe that they'd like to be represented on the Hall of Fame. And I have people in mind that I'd like to see on the Hall of Fame since I was a player myself. And I knew a lot of the players that made Sunman a team that could be reckoned with. And we had good players just about every year. There was one player that was kind of outstanding, and we got a list of all the players that have been inducted now already, and there's quite a few of them.
Yes, and I see a lot of stars by some of these as Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame inductees as well. Also, even a few Meritorious Service Award winners.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and of course, that'll be in the program at the banquet. Again, Ed, if you could give us again the date, time, and location, please.
Okay. It'll be April the 13th, and it's at the Tyson Gym, and doors open at 5, and at 6 o'clock, we'll have a meal. Will be served by the pantry up there at Versailles. Mm-hmm. And then 7 o'clock, we'll have our the nominee induction, and we'll hear from the players, or if there's somebody representing the player, that they will speak for them, but they will recognize and thank the board for the induction.
All right, very good. So again, that class this year, 2024 Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame class. Paul Best from South Ripley, Brad Borgman and Marshall Infields from Jacksonville, Jason Laudick and Alan Meyer from Batesville, and Mark Reilly from Sunman. And well, Ed Ginling with the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well, and all the best to everybody at the Hall of Fame.
Okay. And if anybody's interested in coming, we'd like to know ahead of time so we can plan how many chairs and tables to set up. So my phone number is 812-623-2972. So if there's anybody out there that wants to attend and get a ticket, just give me a call, and we'll take care of that for them.
Okay. Once again, your phone number, Ed?
812-623-2972.
All right. Thank you very much, Ed Ginling. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.